This file is an experiment. It will not have a traditional induction. It will have an awakening at the end for those who go under. Some may find that it has no effects on them whatsoever. Others may find that it affects them deeply. The goal of this experiment is very simple, and I will state it right now. The goal of this experiment will be to keep you from orgasming for 1 week. You may find that you go off and masturbate the moment the file is over. You may find that it works perfectly from beginning to end. What I ask is that you listen to the file and then take note of the day and take note of when you have your next orgasm. When you do have that orgasm, make note of it, sign on to the website, and post a comment in the comments about the file stating exactly how long you lasted, a day, or maybe you didn't make it, and the whole week was lost without even a single orgasm. I guess that will be in part up to your own mind. You see, that's what hypnosis is all about. Different states of your mind, different ways of thinking, different ways of looking at things. Hypnosis is about redirecting your mind, your thoughts, how you think and feel and act, making you think and behave differently through the use of your own mind. After all, hypnosis truly is entirely in your mind. That's right, it's in your mind. Each and every day, little things happen, little things where you black out for a moment and stop paying attention to the world and find yourself focused on a single thing, a single activity, a single thought. It happens to all of us each and every day. You'll be going along, focusing so much on one thing that the rest of the world just simply fades to nothingness. This happens to us all. It happens to us each and every day in a variety of ways. It may happen while you're driving. It may happen while you're working. It may happen just for a moment sitting at the breakfast table. But it does happen to us. Those moments where the rest of the world seems to cease to be, and in that one moment, all that exists is whatever it is that we happen to be focused on at that moment. Now, what I want you to think about is simply your own sex, your own needs, your own wants and desires. We all have them. Perhaps you masturbate daily. Perhaps it doesn't happen more than once or twice a week. But it does happen. It happens constantly. We all get aroused. And we all have times in our lives where we're too busy, we're too upset, we're too worked up to really have very many sexual thoughts. I'm sure you can remember those times when something else is going on and we just simply are not very sexual. In fact, there are times in our lives where sex has very little meaning to us, where release from orgasm has very little meaning to us. There's just simply not enough need for that. We have other things going on that are far more important to us. And during those times, during those days of our life, we find it just simply doesn't have much meaning. I'm sure you've had times like that. Times where coming just simply isn't important. In fact, I want you to go ahead and imagine that. Imagine that you are having one of those times in your life where whenever you even start to feel the slightest urge, instead you go off and read a book or do something else. You find that your own mind is distracting you from the end result. Your own mind is distracting you from coming. It happens. It happens because you just simply do not need to orgasm right now. It happens because some part of you does not want to orgasm right now. It happens because you do not want to orgasm right now. That's right. Not right now. Not for a while. You see, you decided to volunteer for a little experiment. It's a very simple experiment. It's an experiment to see if I can keep you from coming for an entire week. There's nothing much to the experiment. It's very simple. Your mind is simply going to find itself constantly redirected from the act of orgasm. Oh, you can try. You may even set out to try. Perhaps your goal when you started listening to this file was to prove that you could overcome it, that you could resist it, that you could ignore it. Perhaps that was your goal, to simply ignore the effects of this file, to prove yourself better than it, to immediately begin stroking yourself after the file is over, playing with yourself in whatever way makes you hottest, and bringing yourself to a nice, powerful orgasm. Then again, perhaps some small part of you wants to experience this, wants to feel like you are being controlled by another, wants to experience having someone else get into your mind and take this small piece of control and make it impossible for you to complete a very simple task, something that you have done probably hundreds of times. That's right. Perhaps some part of you wants somebody to get into your mind, into your thoughts, deep into your psyche, and keep you from coming. Perhaps some very small part of you actually wants this experiment to succeed, and if that small part of you wants it, then when you wake up, you will find that no matter what you try to think about, no matter what you try to do, the end result is that you will not orgasm. Oh, when you wake up, you'll know exactly what day it is. You'll know that it's going to be an entire week before this file wears off, and you can orgasm. That's right. 1 week. That is the amount of time I am asking for from you. That is the amount of time I want your subconscious to give me. I want your subconscious to do all that it can to keep your conscious mind away from orgasm for 1 full week. Your conscious mind knows exactly what the goal of this file is, to prevent you from coming for a week. Your conscious mind knows that it is supposed to report exactly how long you've lasted and how successful the file was, whether it makes only a day or an hour or a minute before you come, or whether you lose an entire week of orgasms to this file. Your mind knows exactly what it's supposed to do at the end, to post a comment on the file saying how long you made it, or if you made it, the full week. That's right. The full week. That is the goal of your subconscious mind. The part that is listening to me right now as I speak these words. The part of your mind that chose to listen to this file, that thought perhaps it would be a fun little experiment, or perhaps it just wanted to test itself and see if you could resist what I might try to do to you. Well, I guess we're going to find out. You see, you are listening to this file, and your subconscious mind knows exactly what it is supposed to do. It is supposed to kill any and all desire to bring yourself to orgasm. It is supposed to squash it, and even if you were to try, your subconscious would keep you on edge, unable to achieve the desired results. You see, the subconscious mind can have a powerful effect on the conscious mind. It can do many, many powerful things. In fact, to some degree, it is capable of controlling the conscious mind. It directs and controls your thoughts in very, very subtle ways. Your subconscious mind may simply keep you from thinking any sexual thoughts at all, keeping them from your conscious mind so that you never, ever even think about the fact that you haven't come in an hour or a day, or that you didn't make it the entire week, that you weren't able to come inside of that week. Perhaps your subconscious will simply block the entire file from your conscious mind, making you forget that you ever listened, taking away the possibility of orgasming by taking away the fact that you listened to the file. And since you forget that you listened to the file, you forget about the fact that you aren't playing with yourself. You forget about the fact that you aren't bringing yourself to orgasm. You forget about it until it's been an entire week, and you discover that you haven't come, and then it's time for you to post that in the comments for the file. There are many ways that your subconscious mind can get to you, can sabotage you, can keep you from orgasm. Your subconscious mind may try and try to get around them, but if your subconscious is attacking you, is keeping you from orgasm, there will be nothing you can do. After all, if you go to start playing with yourself, masturbating to bring yourself to orgasm, and you start playing out a favorite fantasy, and your subconscious mind decides it's time to play a trick and bring up something entirely different, bring up thoughts of somebody you're completely unattracted to, bring up thoughts of sexual acts that repulse you, well, that's going to make it very, very difficult to orgasm. Or perhaps you'll just simply find that as you begin playing with yourself, your subconscious mind reaches down and brings up the memories of the times that you've been under anesthesia and makes the parts of your body that you're playing with completely and utterly numb. After all, your subconscious mind is fully capable of doing just that. Your subconscious mind is capable of doing many different things, devious, tricksy things, things that will keep you from coming no matter how badly you want to. Oh, odds are, as the days pass, you may find that your personal desire to orgasm grows. Or perhaps your subconscious mind will simply suppress any desire, and you'll find that you spend a week without any passion, without any desire at all, keeping yourself from orgasming by simply not wanting to. That is how devious and tricksy your mind can be. That is the kind of wicked, twisted things the subconscious can do to sabotage your conscious mind, to keep you from coming. After all, that is exactly what your subconscious mind is trying to do. It is trying to keep you from orgasming for one full week. It is going to do all it can to block your arousal, to block your needs, to block your ability to orgasm. Perhaps your subconscious mind will find some other task to redirect your conscious mind towards, to keep you so very, very busy that you never even think about coming. There are so many possibilities, so many tricks that your subconscious can do on your conscious mind. And right now, your subconscious knows all of them, each and every last one of them. It may even be thinking of more devious ways to keep your conscious mind away from orgasm for one full week. I guess we'll know in time exactly what is going to happen, whether you make it the entire week, or whether you come in an hour, proving yourself completely and utterly resistant to this file. There is only one way to know, and that is to try to come before the week is over. Of course, your subconscious mind may not even let you remember that you have that option. And so, now I think it's time. Time for you to stop listening to this file, to open your eyes and go about your day, and find out whether your conscious mind is capable of resisting all the things your subconscious is going to do to keep you from achieving orgasm. Go ahead. Awaken on the count of five, refreshed and awake. 1. Waking up. 2. More and more awake. 3. Closer and closer. 4. Almost there. 5. Awake and refreshed. I'm pretty sure you know what the file's about. I guess we'll find out how long you make it.